This is Liz, and you're listening to Stanza, Poetry Aloud. Today, I'm going to read just one poem by Ashley Capps from her collection, Mistaking the Sea for Green Fields. She's an American poet, born 1976 in North Carolina. I really, really like this collection. I hope I get a chance to read some more of it in depth later. But for now, here is God Bless Our Crop-Dusted Wedding Cake, which I think is kind of the most powerful, immediate one in this collection. So, hope you enjoy. When my mother lifted her shirt to show the sunken grave of her breast, the fresh tarantula tattoo she'd chosen over reconstruction, I shuddered at first. The last bad joke she'd play on her body, chest half spider, fanged, half planetary, lone red nipple circling like Jupiter's perpetual storm, an eye but spectator to so much bad weather. Like summer 1967, when she wrote me to the pier, when I was 10 and she was drunk in her bikini and wanted to watch the hurricane come in. The green sky spun like an automated car wash. Acorn barnacles oatmealed my back. A population of lobsters blew past like the rusty contents of a toolbox. Dad took one look at my rope burns and punched her, but Mom wore the bruises like high art, her broken nose a study in cubism, blue flowers blooming under her skin like watercolor. But there were times when we acted like a family. Dad came home with a telescope, and we watched the stars fall into the ocean like broken teeth. We sipped Jim Beam from muscular teacups, channeled my grandmother who finally showed up in her bank robber uniform, sweet smile pig face through the stocking, but dear nonetheless. Ours was the best-dressed scarecrow. In Dad's bowling shirt and Mom's peekaboo lace thong, the landscape was wrong for birds, but it kept Jehovah's Witnesses away. Which is not to say we never prayed. When my mother knelt, I could hear her rattlesnake rattler earrings chatter like rosary beads in the darkness. She prayed for my sister to take the for sale sign off of her body and come home to sleep in a new pair of soft pajamas. My sister could not. So while it is true she has cleared the atmosphere celestial, left me gravity strapped in mourning, blistered through cloud cover, while she has gifted me one schizoid father's government issue ashes, one gray-eyed sister's prostitute bones, a brief family hysteria in cardboard, percussive teeth, and my double helix permanently scarred. While it is true she daily christened the oarless boat of my childhood, she never broke a single bottle against me. So if my mom shows up in her ghost bikini with both breasts intact and a lasso chasing my neck through a sandstorm, I'll let her. I'll hand her a beer and watch my huge flip-flops fly off in the wind.